Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Seb and Lauren with your 11 a.m. Zlines. In local news, inspectors from the Queensland Mines Rescue Service have entered an underground coal mine in Maramba, central Queensland, for the first time since a catastrophic explosion last year in June. Mining company Anglo American owns the previously sealed Grosvenor mine, but representatives have stated it is unlikely to be in operation for some time. The Grosvenor mine is the largest in the Bowen Basin region and has previously experienced a similar methane gas explosion in 2020, which seriously injured 5 workers. CEO Duncan Womblad told investors this month it would cost $55 million a month to maintain operations and staff wages at both Grosvenor and Maramba North, which is another mine temporarily halted due to an explosion.
Residents have expressed opposition to the proposed trial of a new nighttime flight path over Wynnum. The proposal was presented at a recent community engagement session and comes from Air Services Australia's Noise Action Plan for Brisbane. The plan aims to reduce aircraft noise across several Brisbane suburbs by using Brisbane Airport's new second runway to take an alternate route towards Moreton Bay. However, Bayside residents and advocacy groups Save Bayside Skies have raised objections about the presence of low-flying jets in residential areas, stating that, quote, high-risk, low-transparency proposal is worse than its rejected 2023 predecessor. The agency plans to trial the new path during upcoming runway maintenance next year, but no specific month has been given out.
In national news, research from the Australian Bureau of Statistics has revealed a rise in living costs across all households in the June quarter of 2025, with households relying on government payments experiencing the largest increase. The report released on Wednesday found that quarterly increases range from 0.4% to 1% among a wide variety of household groups. The largest drivers of the uptick were increases in housing, food, and non-alcoholic beverages, with ABS Head of Price Statistics Michelle Marcotte elaborating that these sectors have contributed to rises in annual living costs as well.
And Netball Players Association are disappointed and hurt following the choice of performer for the grand final match last weekend by Netball Australia. Siala Robson, a former finalist on The Voice and domestic violence offender, performed at the Netball Grand Final, shocking players and the Netball Association, which have strongly advocated against domestic violence over the past seasons. Robson pleaded guilty last year to 2 assaults occasioning bodily harm in a public place while adversely affected by intoxicating substances. Since Robson's performance on Saturday and the following reveal of their previous assault actions, players have expressed their hurt at the support of an artist who goes against what they all fight to end. Netball Australia has expressed their apologies, calling this incident a serious oversight, assuring the association that they were unaware, and prompting future improvement of event risk management.
In international news, Myanmar's Ministry of Information has penned a $3 million a year agreement with a U.S. lobbying firm to help repair the nation's relationship with the United States, yet ethical concerns have been voiced by advocates. Washington-based public relations firm the DCI Group signed the agreement on July 31st, according to documents submitted under the U.S. Foreign Agents Registration Act. The deal comes after U.S. President Donald Trump threatened new tariffs on Myanmar earlier this month, with President Ming Aung Hlaing praising President Trump for his strong leadership in a plea for a sanction reprieve. The DCI Group's work with a previous military junta in Myanmar was the catalyst for 2 aides to Republican presidential nominee John McCain resigning in 2008, with critics likening the ethical concerns of working with the current administration that came to power in a 2021 military coup to this previous controversy.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a high chance of showers and strong southeasterly winds. It's currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 20 and a minimum of 14. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news at 11 a.m. We'll be back on Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Big Sound Festival is back and